The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Belvieu, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, cue the outrage on Urban Meyer in 3, 2. We got a lot of other fun stuff to talk about. Let's do it. It's a Thursday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Thursday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe. With me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, Tyler Scott. If you want to get in today, 713-780-3776. Also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz. Click like. You are good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Producer T. Scott. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And if you're so inclined today, this will be your only time over the last 3 days, if you want to see us on live stream, go to ESPN975.com, click on Watch Us on Live Stream, because we're in studio today. Well, I just found out we're going to be back at the Hyatt next Thursday.
All right.
Did you see that?
I did not see that.
Yeah, I at least now when they send us where we're going to be, it goes on my Google Calendar. So I actually keep up with it now, which is a very nice thing. I only asked for that for 5 years. So what's going on, Hoffman?
Sports. What's going on with you?
Not too much. Just kind of chilling. You know, finally got in a full day in the gym today for the first time in forever.
And how'd that go?
It was rough, but I made it through.
Okay.
I battled.
That's all you can ask, right?
Just shot a video, which I'm trying something different. Everybody was asking for my Travers picks, so I did a little video on that with my picks as opposed to actually writing them out.
Mm-hmm.
So I'll see if that works better. I'll poll the people when it's done.
Okay.
Because I want the people's opinion. One thing I did last night, I downloaded the new Shinedown album. I don't know what's taking me so long. Damn, is it good. I love those guys, man. I think they're my favorite band going.
Really?
Yeah. They have some cheesy songs that I don't like.
Yeah.
But, I mean, album to album, they'll always have 3 or 4 songs that I just love.
Hmm.
Like this one, I already love Devil and the title track. They're both just badass. So I did that.
I've never been crazy about them.
Yeah, I don't know why, though. They sort of have kind of a Foo Fighters feel to them, and I know you like the Foo Fighters. So I don't know.
I think it's like overdramatic.
There is some of that, yeah. I mean, but that's music, right? You can't do music without being a drama queen.
I guess so.
That's why, to be honest, I haven't been able to write a decent song since my first divorce. Because you have to be miserable all the time.
Yeah.
But anyway, that's about it. That's all I got going on.
I spent the day in the sauna with my fighter who made weight. And is ready to go his first fight tomorrow night at the Humble Civic Center. It's the first guy that I've kind of like been the head coach for.
Yeah.
So that's exciting and nerve-wracking at the same time. But yeah, the hardest part's done. Now he's hydrating and eating and should be ready to go tomorrow, hopefully.
Cool. You like his chances?
I do. I finally saw the kid that he's fighting today, and he's literally a child. Like he's like 18 or 19 years old. It was really alarming to see him like in person because I just wasn't expecting him to be, because we didn't know anything about him. The guy's, he's also never fought, so there's no video of him. But yeah, he's like he looks like a child. So I feel like my boy's gonna have that grown man strength advantage, but it's a fight. Crazy things happen in a fight.
Is it different training somebody for a fight as opposed to fighting I guess you won't be able to answer this until you watch. It's kind of like watching your kid play baseball.
Well, I've cornered a lot of guys before, but they've always, I mean, it's always been like just my teammates or training partners. This is different because like I'm the one teaching him the things to do. And if it doesn't work, then, you know, I'm going to be the one feeling crappy about it. So yeah, I'm not sure how it'll feel until tomorrow. So we'll find out though. I feel confident though. I've got a good feeling.
Good.
Urban Meyer.
He's got a feeling.
He's got a feeling, too. Man, we talked about this the other day. The idea, if they were going to suspend Urban Meyer, the ideal suspension would have been 2 games. because then it's Oregon State and Rutgers. Two teams that Urban Meyer could be, he could be dead and Ohio State would still win because they've just got way better players in those teams. That game three against TCU, you know, prime time, and TCU's no slouch. That's a tough one. That third game of the suspension, of the three-game suspension, that's the one that's like, damn, why didn't we have Tulane scheduled before TCU? That would have been the way to go.
I'm muting JD because he says Shinedown equals Nickelback on PEDs. It's pretty funny, actually.
It is pretty. I mean, it's borderline accurate.
But
their songs are a little less weird and ladylike.
That's true. It's not like a chick singing them.
Right. Although
Brett Smith's new look, not good.
No.
I saw an interview with
Better or worse than your new look?
Oh, worse.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
But no, back to
you have like a puff going.
Well, I was shooting a video today, so I got my hair cut just for the sake of the video. And then stupid me, after I went to the gym and showered and dried my hair, it looked stupid.
So. It does look ridiculous. Yeah. Like normally it's a slicked back.
Yeah, I didn't bring my slicked back stuff.
So. Now it's like a puff.
Yeah, but
like you're wearing
when you do a video in there, you'll figure out that you're too tall to do the video. Uh-huh. So that's pretty much cut off.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, so
good to know.
Yeah, I only look partially hideous in it, actually.
Okay, well, that's good. Did they put makeup on you?
A little bit, yeah. Because the light was really shining on my forehead. You're going to run into this, too, so don't make too much fun. Yeah. So, yeah, they had to put a little bit on there.
That's why I don't want to do a video, because I don't want them to put makeup on me.
Well, it's just like a little...
I'm a manly man.
I'm not fond of it either, but I'd rather have that than a giant shining light on my forehead.
Yeah,
I don't want people to see how... I mean, you can already see how big the forehead is.
Yeah.
But, okay, here's, I've been seeing a lot of outrage about, I don't know why I still keep even looking at these USA Today columnists, because all they do is piss me off. And like Christine Brennan, I saw her on ESPN talking about, he's diminished now. Listen, the guy's always been a turd.
Yeah.
I don't think he's any more diminished. And frankly, we've talked about this story a lot in that I don't know how credible the witness is. So a lot of people say, he didn't apologize to Courtney Smith. Let's be careful with that. Well, she's obviously pretty bat bleep herself. I mean, her husband, also a turd.
Yeah.
But all that aside, I think the one thing that I would have said, I'd have been okay with him not getting suspended. But here's the problem. When you delete texts, you're hiding something.
Yeah.
And at that point, I think that's where he messed up.
So do you never delete your texts?
Oh, I delete all of them almost.
Once I'm done with a conversation, I just delete the text.
Yeah, I do too. But apparently he went back and said, all right, let's delete everything from before a year ago.
Mm, yeah, that's weird.
And that's a bad look because you're almost admitting to some kind of guilt.
Well, but Urban Meyer says he didn't do anything wrong, so he shouldn't be suspended. Yeah, well, I'm guessing he's going to appeal, right?
Who does he appeal to?
I don't know.
The school suspended him.
Yeah.
So I'm sure there's...
I mean, the board, can the board, can he appeal to the board, or is it just the president's rule is the president's rule?
I'm pretty sure that this is...
Because we learned yesterday the board did not want to suspend Meyer. The president basically stuck his foot in the ground and said, no, it's happening. So I don't know if that's just it or what, but...
But I think that people are overreacting to him not being fired, because I don't think he should be fired for this. Because I don't have all the information they do either, and I want to. That's why I've been kind of careful with this one from the beginning, because when you first hear it, and Brett Murphy breaks it, it's basically reading one side of something, because it was all Courtney Smith stuff.
Yeah,
and then when you start hearing the other side, you're like, okay. Both of these people are pretty messed up.
Yes.
And, you know, and so it's hard to know. And plus, it's just a touchy situation. We've talked about it.
And Courtney Smith being weird and crazy doesn't mean that she's telling a lie.
No. But I think maybe she's told a couple lies, but that doesn't mean they're all lies either.
Right.
And so having said all that, I'm kind of like, I'd have been okay if they hadn't suspended him. I know he's a turd. The world knows he's a turd. Go back and look at the...
This is no news.
Yeah, and to come out now, what a horrible human being. He's been a horrible human being for a long time. He's just also a damn good football coach. And yes, this is our society. Winning is more important than not being a turd.
Yeah.
And I'm kind of coming around on it, frankly. Just, you know what? Just hire whoever. Just win. Who cares? That seems to be the... Would I like him coaching my school? Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, and if you want to win, that's the kind of guys you go for. And, this may seem hypocritical after we've said, what are the Cougars doing hiring Art Briles' son?
Well,
but
no, it's not hypocritical because, again, one thing does not always equal the other.
Yeah,
it's that simplistic argument that, well, you said this about this, so what about this? Everything, every case you have to take differently. And covering up multiple sexual assaults, to me, much worse on the scale than what happened here. I mean, it's bad if he was abusing his wife, but I also think this is one where it's just hard to tell.
Yeah.
It really is. So, if that makes me a hypocrite, so be it, but that's... I also don't...
Oh, big deal. You're a hypocrite.
I don't think murder is... I think murder is a little worse than getting a parking ticket, too.
Agreed.
So, 713-780-ESPN is your number if you want to get in. 713-780-3776. And vamp for a second while I find this because I didn't get it pulled up in time.
Well, you find what?
I find my copy to tell you all about Texans Can Academy. Thanks for the help there, pal. I was looking for an assist, and he just, good.
Maybe it was like a story or something that I could maybe contribute to.
No.
Sorry.
It was me telling, well, this is a story you can contribute to, AJ, because you probably have an extra car.
I don't. I'm not a rich like you.
You got an extra motorcycle you're not using
anymore.
That's
not extra. That's my motorcycle.
I think you should do something with that. I really do. No, but if you've got an extra vehicle, car, truck, motorcycle, AJ's motorcycle, if you can have an RV, you can have a tractor.
Have you been talking to my wife? Is she behind this?
Maybe she just wants to do something good and get rid of something she doesn't want anymore. And that's what you can do with Texans Can Academies. You can donate any one of those kind of vehicles, and they're going to come and tow it free of charge. They're going to process all the paperwork for you, and your donation is tax deductible. And if you donate today, how about this $50 gift card? That's a lot for your motorcycle. And all you have to do is give them a call at 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226. That money goes to help the kids at the Texans Can Academies, where they take in kids who've dropped out of other schools. They give them another chance, and so many of them go on and do great things. So help a kid get a second chance. Get rid of something you're not using anymore. Do a good thing. Feel better about yourself. And if you can hear my voice on the radio, they will come and take care of it for you. 713-225-4226. 713-225-4226 or HoustonCarsForKids.com. Right off the car, not the kid.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. I think that's my favorite song on there so far. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Hey, did you see, I wasn't going to do a SportsMap plug here, but did you see Granato's story on there this morning?
I did not see it. Oh, actually, I saw it posted. I didn't read it, mostly because I felt this is not going to be a nice thing to say. I felt like because Granato was out there in College Station, that whatever he wrote was going to be slanted, and
it actually wasn't. And okay. It turned out to be. I guess I should have put a disclaimer on there. Hey, AJ, it's not slanted. There's also some other good stuff on there.
Because I agree with his premise that...
Well, he brought up a really good point that I hadn't thought of. Because of the Mississippi thing, where if kids could show a certain hardship, then they could transfer out, that obviously other kids could do the same thing.
Right.
So are you going to... I mean, that the rule should, as we've said, the kids should just be able to go.
I agree.
But do you expose violations because you don't want to let a kid go? Or can a kid just make stuff up, which is entirely plausible? Listen, we've become a society of liars. All you gotta do is get on Twitter. And what's the stop? If I want to leave a school from just saying, I'll burn the place down, this is a hardship for me.
Yeah.
So I thought it was really well done. It's worth checking out. Another thing really well done was Grayson, one of our interns who plays baseball at Hofstra. Remember a couple weeks ago, he did a breakdown of Kyle Tucker's swing?
Yep.
You know, he broke down Yuli Gurriel's swing.
Okay.
And I learned a lot from it. It's a different kind of swing. That's also on Sports Map. Cody's observations from Texas training camp are up. And Josh's second mock draft is up. What do you got coming tomorrow for me?
I have a tier system that, because I always tell people, don't go into your draft married to the idea of having a certain player on your team, because unless you have the first pick, you're not guaranteed anything. And even if you have the first pick, you're only guaranteed one guy. So I tried to group I tried to group all the players into tiers. So if the guy you want isn't there, you can take someone who's in a similar range to him, and not have to be like, oh God, what do I do? They took my guy. You should never be in a position where it's like, this is the guy I needed. What do I do? So I put together this it's not like I invented it, but I think it's the most helpful way to prepare for a draft is to put your guys in tiers. I put mine into tiers, so people can look at them, they can move them around, whatever they want to do, but that way it's just something you can take into your draft and help you out there.
Cool.
Mark guys off as they go.
And I'll be looking forward, and I'll be using that against you in your own league.
Thank you. That's my favorite thing is like I write all this fantasy football stuff, and then I have to like draft against people who have seen
read all your stuff.
They basically know my strategies. So
yeah, well, it's the real strategy starts once the season gets going. Yeah,
of course.
A couple things from the text line. I believe if I were Jim Tressel, I'd be livid. He covered up, selling some memorabilia and lost his flipping job.
Yeah.
But here was the problem with that. And again, I don't think he should have lost his job over that. But he lied about it. And that's what always, for some reason, the NCAA and these institutions are more offended by lying than the actual act.
Yeah.
So if you own up to it most of the time, you're fine. And then Josh in Beaumont says the OSU report gave numerous reasons they could have terminated Meyer. It said his termination was permitted. He wasn't honest, one of the core principles. Well, he's never been honest, so
yeah.
He didn't handle media days like he was told to. Well, he sent the coach to rehab. The coach took a high school coach to a strip club while on a recruiting trip. That kind of stuff happens all the time, too. Meyer didn't report either situation to the school. I'm not sure why they presented a case to fire him in the report and then didn't do it. They did that so that they could come back and say, all right, we're suspending you, but we could have done this.
Yeah.
That's usually, having been in that situation before from a management perspective, like we had fireable things on somebody we didn't really want to fire, but we needed to suspend them.
Yeah.
So that's what we did. It's like, well, you did this, this, and this, and this, and we could fire you for it. So consider yourself lucky. That's kind of how that works. 713 asking, when will AJ's fantasy rankings be up on Sports Map? I have my draft coming Sunday.
Like I said, I'm posting this in lieu of rankings, but then I'll do rankings once the season starts. I'll do weekly rankings week to week. So, but for pre-draft stuff, it won't be rankings. It's just guys clumped into these groups.
Yeah, we've got some rankings on the site already, I think.
Those aren't mine. No. I wouldn't trust them.
Yeah.
Would you trust them, Tyler?
Depends on who they are.
Josh?
Yeah.
I trust Josh.
Oh,
well, to hell with you then.
No, Josh wasn't doing rankings. I think, did Lance do them? I think Lance did.
No, Josh was just doing
mock drafts.
Does Lance even play fantasy?
Oh, yeah. You know, he got to start doing fantasy. The first thing he wrote was at the Chronicle when he first started the Z Report was he was doing fantasy football.
Oh.
So he's a big-time fantasy guy.
Well, looky there.
We have some fantasy.
Little did I know.
We have some fantasy super studs here. We really do. Did Donald Trump really say this?
Probably.
He says, I wish someone would call Canadians what they are, snow Mexicans.
No, I don't believe that. No.
No, that can't be right. Somebody, that's got to be a fake Donald Trump, right?
I'm sure.
No, it's not Donald Trump.
Yeah,
parody account. Stop.
Yeah, that's not.
You know, why do you
even that's a little too crazy.
Why do you even need a parody account? He does so much fun stuff on it
yeah.
for real. Snow Mexicans. Mexicans. Come on, say DC, bite me, fake Donald Trump. 713-780-ESPN's your number. Thomas Esson, didn't Urban also lie?
Yes, Urban Meyer lies all the time. Big deal. That it's not it's not suspendable.
Yeah. 713-780-ESPN. Come on, Fred and AJ. Everybody's talking about it. If that was the coach, if it was that coach, he would be fired. It's not Urban Meyer. It's not what he did. It's all about the $38 million check they didn't want to cut. Let's just say it.
No. It's also that they don't want to give up a coach that.
Dude, guess what? $38 million to Ohio State is.
It's a drop in the bucket.
That's a good dinner tip. Go and look up how much money the football program's bringing in. If they really thought it was that bad, the $38 million would be gone. They've never worried about that. But, no, it's not about the money. It's about the fact they don't want to lose the coach.
Yeah.
Now, it may be interesting to see what happens at the end of the season, how loyal he wants to be to them. Because he'll be able to get a job anywhere else if he wants to. Ooh, you know it'd be funny? Harbaugh goes to the NFL and Urban jumps to Michigan.
Oh.
Kind of a bleep you
that
president.
Would be crazy.
Yeah. that would be nuclear. But no, they don't want to get rid of him.
I mean, I don't blame them.
Yeah.
It's hard to find a guy.
You know
like
who
that.
Would love to have Urban Meyer back? Florida.
You know who would love to have Urban Meyer?
Anybody.
Basically every team not named Alabama.
Yeah.
Like because Who are you going to say is definitively a better coach than Urban Meyer outside of Nick Saban?
Crickets.
Is there anyone more accomplished than him? I don't think so.
No. National championships in two places?
Yeah.
You know how hard that is?
Multiple national championships in one, and then he went somewhere else and did the same thing. And don't come at me with Dabo Swinney. I know what have you done for me lately, but Dabo Swinney's resume is not on the level of Urban Meyer's.
Not yet. But that's the thing. Okay, there's those two, and then to me, there's everybody else.
Yeah.
And that next group, that's where Dabo is, and Jimbo, and maybe Chip Kelly. But, no, I mean, when you have at least the second best coach in college football, you don't want to get rid of him.
Yep.
And frankly, I think the text message thing to me is enough to say, all right, you knew more than you're telling us. For that, you deserve a suspension.
Yeah.
I'm not going to fire you for it. This is another thing. Okay, we become a society of liars, and we become a society of let's fire everybody for small things.
Yeah.
Because firing should be reserved for people who really bleep up Art Briles.
Right.
that's the thing. And if more comes out later, then okay. There's no reason to say, all right, we're gonna just say you're never getting fired. If you find out more stuff about him, then yeah, you fire him in week five. I'm kind of irritated with society right now.
What else is new?
You're planning on
leaving society.
I'm not leaving society. I'm just going north of the wall.
Right, leaving our society.
Well,
American society.
It's not just our society. It's just me, isn't it? No. I'm frustrated with how. I don't even want to start this because it's going to turn political, and I don't want it to because it's not really political. It's just about we're letting ourselves be stupid, and I'm tired of it. It's like I'm gonna, if you think this, you have to think this thing. And Twitter's going to overreact. There's stories now on websites that says, hey, here's how Twitter reacted to this. I mean, who cares?
Yeah.
That drives me nuts. That's what's important to us as a society? And that's not America. That's everywhere. It's Australia. Guam. Yeah. It's everywhere. It's Canada, too. Oh, well. What do we have here? Oh.
What do we have?
Dirt free.
Dirt free carpet cleaning. Yeah, I thought you guys, maybe you already knew enough about dirt free carpet cleaning. Apparently you don't. I don't know why my headphones are only, I guess because I always keep them on one ear. I've been picking the wrong ear, and I can't hear Tyler speaking to me. Yeah, I can hear it now. I think I had the wrong ear up. I made a mistake. That's on me. I'll get better. Guys, your floors and upholsteries have taken a beating over the summer when the kids were out of school. Right now, you can take advantage of their back-to-school special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100 plus a free speed dry. Nowadays, people like to have the lighter colored carpets and fabrics, but you got to keep them clean or they look beat up and rough. Get Dirt-Free Carpet's back-to-school special. Three rooms of carpet or tile clean for $100. Call them right now, 281-DIRT-FREE. Go chemical-free with Dirt-Free because they're not using all the chemicals and soaps that the other guys use. They've got the best technology in the game, and they've been doing this for over 30 years, cleaning upholstery, floors, oriental rugs, even your air ducts. Call them right now. Tell them you heard it here on 97.5 and get three rooms of carpet or tile cleaned for just $100. It's 281-DIRT-FREE, 281-347-8373 for Dirt-Free Carpet.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Live from the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on SportsMap 94.1.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. So Little League World Series isn't over yet? Does that thing last like 6 years?
I don't know. I guess it's still going on, yeah. But yeah, it's...
Christopher says, so if you had a job that you weren't supposed to have certain information on your laptop, but you do, if you had warning that the boss or IT was coming to look at your PC, wouldn't any normal person delete the information on the laptop? Wouldn't any normal person not have stuff on the laptop that they're not supposed to have? Then you basically just told me you've done something wrong.
Yeah.
That's the thing, and that is worthy of a suspension. Now, if it's fireable stuff, yeah, you should go delete it, but, you know, that's... I mean, why? If you've got something on there you're not supposed to have, you're getting rid of evidence, okay, but I still have the right as an employer to say, okay, you obviously had something to hide from me. Now, do I want employer going through my phone? No, there's nothing bad about David Gow. There might be some drunken, flirtatious text messages with friends, but that's it. I don't want my wife going through that.
Right, of course.
I'm kidding, of course. 713-780-3776. And I'm getting a lot of, you know, we'll just leave the country. I'm not necessarily leaving the country.
Why don't you just leave then?
Yeah, because the truth is, I don't know what I'm going to do yet, but.
I like that that's everyone's solution for, I'm not really thrilled about the way the country's headed right now. Well, why don't you just leave? Say the people who bitched about Obama for 8 years in a row, and now it's like, why don't you just leave if you don't like him? What on earth held you here for those 8 years of hell?
Well, all honesty, it's 50-50, and I've got five places on my list, and we'll see.
Guam?
No.
Zimbabwe?
No, two of them are in
Namibia.
Two in the United States, three in Canada.
Okay.
So.
There've got to be places where you can get weed.
No.
Denver is for sure.
Denver is for sure on the list. It always will be.
That's, maybe Seattle. I don't know.
No, the other one actually would be Chicago because
there's no weed there.
No,
there's no legal weed anymore.
No, and there's also crime there. But the good thing about Chicago is they keep their crime in one place. You just stay out of that area, you're fine.
Yeah.
But, and then Toronto, Calgary, Vancouver.
All right.
All of which will have weed. So four of the five have weed. So I'd make Chicago probably third choice in that.
Okay.
But, I mean, it's still a year and a half away. So do you think Beto will legalize gambling? Yeah, I don't really know much about this guy other than...
Dude, I've been reading a lot about him and...
Everybody raves about him.
Well, here's why. First of all, he seems like a genuinely good dude. But secondly, they've got the most brilliant marketing campaign. Every time you see something about him, it says, Beto O'Rourke... who's running against Ted Cruz for Senate, and then they say whatever they're going to say. Like, that's that catch line that you're looking for.
Yeah.
That's like, here's a tip to help you get laid. And whatever they say after that, people are going to be like, damn, what are they talking about here? Here's how you can get free money. What? Well, let me read on. Like, that's such a brilliant strategy because there's a lot of people. I don't know if Republicans are like hell bent against Ted Cruz. I'm sure there's a ton that actually like him, but like people who are kind of in the middle.
Yeah.
Most of them are don't like Ted Cruz. People on obviously the far left don't like anybody who has an R next to their name. So they're just looking to get rid of that. But like my wife, who is, I mean, for the most part, she's more conservative than I am. She's been reading about this guy, and she's like, I think I'm going to vote for him. I really dig what he's saying. So,
well, I would vote for him because he's not Teddy Canada.
Well, that's the move.
I will not vote for Ted Cruz, but I also don't think he's going to win because it's Texas.
Have you seen all the?
I don't know, man. I don't know if that's true.
Well, I think you're probably seeing a lot more of them around Houston and Dallas and places like that that are
in the
more,
cities,
that are more liberal. But from everybody is. I've been impressed by what I've heard from him. He doesn't seem like he's married to all of the you know, my big thing is like, if you define yourself as a conservative and then pretend like you follow the whole party platform, or you define yourself as a liberal and do the same thing, then I don't really have any respect for you because you're lying. You know, nobody's going to follow a platform piece by piece, because if they do, they're lying.
Yeah.
And yeah, he seems to be a guy who's flexible, and that's what I don't care which side you're on. If you're flexible and will work with the other side, you're my guy.
This is what I like about I like politicians who say, I'm not going to take any special interest money, no money from PACs, period. You do that, I'm like, okay, I'm starting to think I might like you. Because now I know that like you're actually like wanting to do what the people want you to do, which is your job, not what some big company wants you to do.
Right.
So I appreciate that.
I'm big on that. And then I like politicians who tweet. I think it's tremendous.
Like the president.
I think it's tremendous.
Okay. That's helped it's him the best. Tremendously.
It's the best. 936 says, 2 in U.S. and 3 in Canada. I may be really high, but I don't think that's 50-50. Listen, you are high because I said 50-50, I leave Houston. Leaves. Yeah. And right. If I do, those would be the choices. So, and the thing is, well, and 409 brings up a good point. He'll vote however Pelosi tells him. It's the same with both parties. I hope not. I'd like to actually see some politicians who think for themselves and who might look at the other party and say, you know what? They might be right about this.
Have you seen the propaganda on Beto saying that he appropriated the Spanish nickname Beto? It's short for Roberto, but he grew up in El Paso.
Yeah.
He was in a punk band with have you ever heard of At the Drive-In?
Yeah.
The main guys from that were in the same band with him.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. So is he what's his deal? Like, are they saying he appropriated? Does he have no Hispanic blood in him? Is he regular old white guy?
He's of Irish descent.
Well, I thought he was
Irish American.
I assumed that he was Irish Mexican American.
That's why people are saying he appropriated it to kind of get that Latin vote, you know?
I mean, he's a Democrat. Vote. He's going to get the Latin vote either way.
And then, like, they always bring up, I guess, how he has a couple DWI charges. He got arrested whenever he was at UTEP for a misdemeanor burglary. So there's that.
Nice. He
broke into somebody's house, did he?
Or a business.
I'm about to say, if it's a house, I'm going back to Teddy Canada. You lost me.
You're going to vote for Grandpa Munster?
And I guess the burglary charges, he basically just jumped a fence. And that fell under the burglary.
Everything
portion.
Falls under burglary. Like, you don't have to steal anything for it to be burglary.
Fun fact, you can walk across a train track and you can get charged for felony.
Burglary?
Felony theft, whatever, yeah.
Oh, for what? What? Stop.
A friend of mine.
You have friends who are criminals?
Got arrested for attempting to steal a train horn.
Burgling.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's not the same as crossing a train track.
But we didn't do anything with it. We just walked over it.
You said you can get arrested for crossing a train track. It's a felony. Yeah, if you're crossing a train track to steal something.
My arrest in high school, my bunny suit arrest. Commercial burglary.
Yeah.
I didn't steal anything. All I did was get high and go into a building and dress up like a rabbit. That's burglary.
Hmm.
Oh, you know.
I'm sure you were acquitted on all charges.
I had a good lawyer.
That's the thing.
As long as you... I was on probation for 3 months, Fred. Hmm. 3 months. My people who's... there was four of us, and two of the four of us there... I was lucky to be like a middle-class kid, so my parents could afford a lawyer. Two of the four of us had public defenders, and they were on probation for 3 years each. That's a long time to be on probation when you're in high school. It's really hard to have a good time when you're on probation.
Seth brings up a good point. Tell that dickweed he's running for Senate, not House.
Hence who said that?
Nancy comment. Oh. Nancy Pelosi comment. Thank you, Seth, for straightening that out. I do think, besides that, there are some really important elections coming up locally. And for those of you who hate politics, we are going to talk about them when it gets close.
Because there's important stuff.
Yeah, and you know, whether or not I'm studying this proposal on the flooding.
Yeah.
I think the firemen are back on this time.
And you love firemen. You want them to have the most money.
I want them. I think they're the best. Giving them more money is a good thing. It's not a bad thing. It's right. A good thing. But I think that one's back on. But I haven't really studied everything yet.
Are there good people on both sides, firemen and fire? Are there good and bad people on
good,
both sides?
There's good and bad on both sides, AJ.
Okay.
Fire can be a good thing, not a bad thing.
Okay.
Fire can be tremendous.
How
would you cook without it?
Keeps people warm.
Exactly. And how would you cook without it?
Yeah. How would a cowboy stay warm at night?
He'd cuddle up to the other cowboy.
Nope.
Like, that, I saw that in a movie.
No, we want less of that here in America. Come on, Fred. This is Trump's America. Guys, if your job's sucking the life out of you, wake up. You can do something else. How about IT? And I know what you're thinking. I don't know anything about math or science. How am I going to do IT? They don't care about that. There's no excuse. It's not rocket science. It's my computer career. Helping people start an IT career, that is their thing. If you don't absolutely love what you do, change it. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just two or three times a week to get everything you'll need to start your new career. And it's more than just a school. They help you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation now. MyComputerCareer.edu. It's MyComputerCareer.edu.
You can now listen to all your favorite shows on the Amazon Echo.
Oh, sweet, dude.
Just say, Alexa, open ESPN 97.5.
Now playing ESPN 97.5.
Listen to your favorite ESPN 97.5 show on the go with the ESPN 97.5 app for iOS or Android. Presented by Saltgrass Steakhouse. Now back to the Blitz with Fred and AJ.
And we are back on the Blitz. Hey, check out Sports Map. Excuse me. That was one of those where I had the sneeze coming. And I'm
a
like,
sneeze cough?
Well, I coughed thinking it would force the sneeze because I knew it was coming and I was just trying to get it out so I could get back to talking. So it was kind of a fail. Not a horrible fail, but still a fail. 713-780-ESPN is your number. 713-780-3776. Jeez, where's my head?
Sacks.
I'm just falling all over the place here.
It's all right. Still thinking about that story from yesterday.
Probably.
The sack story. Rip my nutsack in half.
Well, I was going to say, check out sportsmap.com. Lots of great stuff on there today. Joel Blank's about to have a video going up saying Bill O'Brien should not play any of his starters Saturday. Which I
oh, like you know more about football than Bill O'Brien now.
Nobody. Well, yeah. I think we all know more.
Yeah. No one's allowed to question Bill O'Brien.
So I always, and that's always a defense that these guys will go to sometimes. It's like, well, he's a coach. He should know more than you. It doesn't stop you from telling us you know more about radio than us.
I don't really care what you say.
Exactly. Oh. But sometimes, well, some coaches are, most coaches are very much living in a, they live in a vacuum.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how it operates. And sometimes they don't see outside that vacuum. And sometimes other people who can sit back and actually see it can say something.
And maybe it's good that they don't listen to people, because if you really believe in what you're doing, then you don't care about outside, you know, outside right. influence.
Right. And if you're Bill Belichick, why do you have nothing to care about. Right. Nothing any of us say means anything to you, nor should it. But until you win something, until you're better than 9-7, 9-7, 4-12, then you're going to take a little criticism sometimes. That's okay. But, yeah, I just, that's one it's okay to have an opinion on. I know the players want to get out there. That's what players want to do. But I would rather have everyone 100% healthy. And right now, yeah, if it helps in conditioning and getting hit a little bit, I get that. But, man, if you get J.J. Watt re-injured in a preseason game, and I will always go back to that Dolphins game where he ruined Arian Foster by having him in a game they had no chance of coming back in. And that could happen at any time, but when it happens in those situations, I'm sorry, that's bad judgment.
Yeah.
In my humble opium. 713-780-ESPN's the number, 713-780-3776. We got whiskey coming in today.
Yeah.
Apparently at 5:30, I thought it was going to be 6, but Whiskeys of the World is coming. And guess what? Because we love the people so much,
we're giving some away.
We're giving away some tickets
to it.
That's
the move.
Tyler wants those tickets.
I do, and they're not cheap.
They're affordable.
General admission is like 120. VIP close to 150.
I'd do VIP. Why not spend the extra 25
yeah,
bucks?
Yeah, that's the move.
Yeah.
Someone sent us a text yesterday when we were talking about the beer specials at the Hyatt.
Yeah.
Like you could get a, it was, what was it? A 12 ounce for $4 or a 20 ounce for $8?
No, it was.
Or $6.
It was $6 for a 20 and $4 for a 16.
Okay. Wouldn't it make more sense to buy 2 16s?
Yeah. Yeah.
That math will get you.
I'm not good at math. I don't pretend to be.
We need Jong back.
Yeah. No, I saw that yesterday and I'm kind of like, well, we're on site. I don't really want to make, you know, I don't want to read that while I'm here, but that makes more sense. Yeah. If they're doing 16 ounces for $4.
Joe Titan says, I'm guessing you guys didn't learn from the NFL players. I'm out and I've been listening for a very long time. So you like a politician and you justify multiple DWIs and burglary. He also favors open borders and getting rid of ICE. Educate yourself. Maybe you should educate yourself, Joe Titan, because that's, you're listening to what Ted Cruz said. He's taking like a soundbite and trying to make it a bumper sticker for people not to vote for Beto. He said, you know, the same ICE that is constantly fighting sex trafficking and arresting men for murders in other countries, at least understand what you're supporting. Go read about him. He's not doing that. He is not saying that. He said, I don't know where that came from.
Came from Ted Cruz.
It came from Ted Cruz.
See, that's the thing.
We can learn from NFL players. And if you're out on the NFL because they kneel, then okay. And
that's
if you're
your choice.
Out on us because we have a different opinion than you, be out. I mean, I'm sure you're like, oh, DWIs and I'm sure you're holding everything against Trump that he's done in his life, right? Everything. But all right, yeah. If you're out, we'll miss you, Joe. Sorry.
You're what's wrong with the country.
Yeah, I know, man.
You're going to take run with it because you agree with you don't agree with the guy that it's about. So you're just going to run with this lie and say all this stuff. And then, oh, I'm out on you guys because you said something nice about somebody I don't like.
That's such a weird thing.
Then bleep you, brother. Bleep you, okay? Because you're what's wrong with the country. You're one of the people I was talking about earlier. And I don't care what side you're on. I have the same bitch with some of my wife's friends who are very, very liberal. I hate what they have to say, too. And because they do the same thing. They just say, oh, Ted Cruz did that. No, he didn't. And if you just look, Ted Cruz says enough stuff that you can go after. Don't make stuff up. That's the problem. Everybody just makes stuff up and to fit whatever view they have in life. That's dumb. When are we going to start actually thinking and using our brains again?
Imagine if I was just like, oh, you like Trump? I want nothing to do with you anymore. like, you know how many friends, you know how many people I would be just out of my life? No, you just, everybody's different. Everybody's got different opinions. So what's the big deal?
I've been on record. There's a couple things that Trump has done that I've liked. There's a lot of stuff I don't like, but that's all of them. But no, you can't treat politicians like they're your damn sports team. That's a problem. Oh, no matter what, they're right. Well, unless you're Baylor. But you know, no, they're not. You got to just find the ones that come closest to what you think. But if you're just blindly swallowing whatever either side tells you, then don't have an opinion on politics, okay? Dickweeds. Now I'm in a bad mood.
I don't understand why people get. I mean, if you've got a different opinion, vote the way you want to vote.
Well, but you know what? Share your opinion, but don't make bleep up.
Right. That's the worst.
The rest of the show, I am just going to make stuff up. Completely make stuff up.
I love when people say educate yourself, even when.
Yeah.
Yeah. Come on, man.
Yeah, anybody who's saying that is basically, well, no, I'm not even going to go there. I'm just going to make stuff up the rest of the show.
That's fine with me.
Bill O'Brien has sex with donkeys.
Yeah.
I've seen it.
Yeah.
There's video.
I don't believe you. I don't like you anymore
video.
For saying that.
There's video.
Educate yourself, sir.
Why don't you just leave if you're going to make stuff up?
Yeah, why don't you just leave then? Well, he did. He left. He said he's not going to listen to the show anymore.
Yeah. Well, bye. Well, bye.
Well,
smell that? Smells like someone died. All right. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5 and Sports Map 94.1.
This is Nolan Ryan, and you're listening to The Blitz with Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman on ESPN 97.5.